Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The world is in a cold war today. But what does that mean? That's the headline. Colonel Bob McGinnis comes to this broadcast table with information as to a cold war, what that actually does mean.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Give me a definition. Everybody is using that term, Cold War.
Well, when I was in the Cold War, I was on the demilitarized zone in Korea, and I looked at the North Koreans who wanted to kill me, and I also served for 3 years on the Iron Curtain at the Fulda Gap, the most intense place during the Iron Curtain, where we had landmines, barbed wire. People would try to flee the East and would be shot down in cold blood as they did. I, of course, been in China and in Soviet Russia, seen firsthand those sorts of things. Beginning in the late 40s, and when we had the adversarial relationship with the Soviet Union called the Cold War, we went to bed at night wondering whether or not we were going to be fried by nuclear weapons by the morning. There were proxy wars in Korea, in Vietnam, all over Africa, Central Europe, certainly in the Caucasus. Russians were in Afghanistan well before we were. I do believe we're coming up to a new one. It's going to be even worse than that was. As I outline in my Alliance of Evil book, there's 16 very critical reasons. We talked about one at the beginning of this interview, and that was, you know, the alliance of Russia and China. And all the evidence, I mean, the evidence is phenomenal when you start to look at it. And, of course, that's what I do every day. I look at all this evidence. There's no doubt in my mind that we're in a new Cold War. And even the CIA, after I published my book, they're beginning to say, yep, we're in a Cold War. Well, it's on many fronts. We're in a Cold War economically. You know, we're in a cyber war. Anybody that understands what cyber, you know, the very infrastructure of the world, you know, doesn't follow these things. We're in a war of an arms race. Now, the old arms race was with nuclear weapons. Between us and the Russians, we own 90%+ of the nuclear weapons today. The difference is we're looking at new technologies like hypersonics. They have precision guidance so they can hit any target and they can evade any air defense system. This is what the Chinese and the Russians are testing and have been successful, and we're kind of trailing behind.
Colonel Bob McGinnis with somewhat of a definition of a Cold War. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Colonel McGinnis, every day while working at the Pentagon, is looking at the evidence that our world is in a Cold War, which has a prophetic significance. Jesus, in the Olivet Discourse, Matthew chapter 24, states that a sign of his return to the earth would be wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. That's Matthew chapter 24, verses 6 and 7. My conversation with Colonel Bob McGinnis helped us to realize that indeed this world is in a Cold War today, additional evidence that the rapture could happen very soon. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...